Mayels from the WFAS Weather Center.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman
Crooks. Hello again, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And this week our guest is Arthur Schwab of Premier Home Healthcare. Welcome, Artie.
Thank you, Bernie. It's my pleasure to be here.
Artie, it's great to have you tonight. And tell us about Premier Healthcare. What is it?
Well, Premier Home Healthcare is a state-licensed home care agency. We provide caregiver services to individuals with acute and chronic health needs. Services are mainly provided in the client's home, but we can also provide care in the hospital or other facilities.
And what's your position with the company?
I am the CEO, president, and Premier was started in 1992 in White Plains and developed into other states. We currently have services in five other states, but we predominantly provide services in Westchester, New York City, and Long Island.
And how'd you get in this business?
Well, my brother and I started in 1988, and we started a traditional temporary service company where we provided office clerical support. And a couple years later, we started to develop a staffing model in the hospital setting. And we would provide one-on-one care in the hospital, and folks liked the personnel that we provided, and when they were being discharged from home, they wanted to take our personnel home with them because they developed a relationship. And at the time, we did not have a license, so we decided to file for a license, and that's how we eventually got into the home care space.
But it's such an interesting business. I mean, you know, most brothers would get together and want to start a business. They'd go into sports marketing or something like that. I mean, how'd you get into home care?
Yeah, it's true. Well, essentially, home care is a offshoot of the staffing business. We provide personnel to folks that need help in the home. So our model is driven behind recruiting, screening, training, and finding the right personnel in the home. It's similar to, for example, if a large corporation called up and needed secretarial support, we would have that same model and provide that same personnel. So it may sound unusual that we're in the home care space, but we're more or less a staffing company in the home care space.
And what's your ideal customer like?
Well, our ideal customer would be, if, for example, if your grandmother was 85 years old, okay, and could be maintained in her home and did not want to go into an institution, but needed help with assistance with daily living, cooking, cleaning, personal care, helping her maintain her independence in the home. That's what we do. So we would come in and have a nurse come to your grandmother's home. We would assess the situation, make sure that it's a safe environment for a home care setting. We would then go out and recruit personnel to go in. We would have the personnel go in, write a care plan, provide the services to your grandmother, and then have the supervision of a registered nurse. And one of the unique things about the home care, the growth of home care, is that folks that are getting older prefer to be in their home. Not to discredit nursing homes or other facilities, but people are comfortable there. Their environment is there. Their history is there. Their family comes by. So being in the home is something that we philosophically and culturally believe in.
So what do you mean by a safe environment? You mean it may not be safe for the person to actually stay in their own home?
Yeah, there are situations, for example, where, you know, unfortunately, elderly person can deteriorate pretty fast. You know, they may have dementia, or they may have a situation where home care is not the solution, where they need more supervision of assisted living or a nursing home setting. So one of the things that we want to make sure is that not only the client, but the worker is safe, and that it's a mutually beneficial situation.
So who makes that decision? Somebody goes out to the site?
We have registered nurses in all our sites, and the nurses are the supervisors of the field staff, and they'll go out and not only assess the patient, but also assess the environment as well.
All right. So walk me through the process. I mean, I guess your phone rings. Is it the elderly person who calls? Is it the
typically,
child?
Typically what happens is we'll get a call from the kids, and they'll say, you know, I think my mother or my father is starting to, is at a point right now where mom and dad need some help in the home. The vast majority of our calls come from either the children or relatives that may notice something, and rarely does the client themselves call because they may not be in touch with the situation or don't think that they need help. So they'll give us a call and say, you know, mom or my aunt needs help, and we gather all the information. We give a complete orientation about our company, and then we send a registered nurse out to that person's home, and we do an assessment. We find out, you know, what their situation is, what their, you know, if they're on any meds, what their, who their doctors are, what type of care plan that we have to devise. And the nurse spends a fair amount of time with that patient, at least a few hours getting to know them and assessing the situation. Then that nurse goes and writes a care plan based on the level of services that person needs, goes back to any one of our offices, and the person in the office at that point would put it to our scheduler. Our scheduler would then assign someone to that particular person, and then the supervision begins and the service begins.
And when you say assign somebody, are there like a pool of people you draw from? What if everybody's busy? I mean, how does that work?
Well, Premier provides, we recruit from a number of sources. Number one, print advertising. We recruit from the community. But the vast majority of our workers are trained at Premier. Premier has a New York State approved training program where workers come in, or prospective employees, I should say, come into our company. They go through a 120-hour training program where they go through all the requisites of New York State in order to qualify. They take a test, and at that point, they receive their home health aide or personal care aide certificate.
But how do you find, let's say, I assume people are on a job, and then a new case comes in. Are there a pool of people who are not working today?
Well, getting qualified workers is a challenge, and it's going to continue to be a challenge. Again, we recruit locally, both from print advertising. We have referral bonuses, so we're constantly looking for people to come in. We have a very large advertising budget. We have a complete recruitment department at Premier. We have an employment department at Premier, so there's a whole process, and we're constantly looking to bring on new folks in order to fulfill our job orders. But getting workers is going to be, as the elderly population continues to age, which it is, getting qualified workers is going to be an issue going forward.
So do these people become employees, or are they contracted for?
They are employees of Premier. Premier is completely responsible for them. We cover their payroll taxes. We provide complete insurance. We cover workers' comp. We cover professional liability insurance. So, God forbid something happens in the home, our patients have Premier to take responsibility for any of the actions of the worker in the home.
So the case progresses. Somebody gets assigned, and that's the day-to-day person, and maybe there's a weekend person. Is there someone who supervises their actions and checks in with the family to make sure things are okay?
Correct. Well, that again goes back to the registered nurse. The registered nurse makes periodic visits to check in on the workers, and again, they also review. Our workers submit weekly notes based on their activities that they've done, and they review the notes. They also go out to the patient's home. They make spot checks, make sure that all the care plans are being followed accordingly. So there's the actual service delivery portion of it, and then there's the supervision portion on top of it.
So if the aide notices a change in the elderly person's condition from the time of the initial assessment, you guys are on top of that?
The aide's responsibility is to report it into the office. We have kind of a great communication program at Premier. The aides check in every day. So we know what time they got there and also what time they leave. So we supervise our aides very stringently. But if there is a change in condition, it's their responsibility to report it. to our registered nurse, and if there is a change in condition, that person would go out and make a visit in order to assess the situation.
We're talking with Artie Schwab of Premier Home Healthcare. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we'll take a short break and be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, based right here in White Plains. And our guest this week is Artie Schwab of Premier Home Healthcare. Now, Artie, we're talking about this terrific care that's being provided. And you mentioned that you've got a very sophisticated process of hiring people, make sure we're getting the best workers. But let's say somebody responds to an ad and they come in and they want to be a home health aide. What's the interview process, right? What's the training like? How do you make sure they're actually going to do the job?
Well, pre-screening is something that we invest heavily in, and we take very seriously as part of the initial steps for employment. If a person comes in and is seeking employment, we do a complete criminal background check, which includes not only New York but surrounding states. In addition to that, there will be a drug screening test that needs to be done. And the newest prerequisite that we've done is an FBI check as well. So we make sure that there's no prior issues with this particular person in terms of any drug history or criminal background history. At that point, they go through a thorough interview process where we have a process where we ask questions, and it's about 100 questions that they go through, and we try and judge character and competency during that process. And then, as I mentioned earlier, if everything goes smoothly during that period of time, we then enroll them in our training program, which they're in the training program for several weeks. And we do get a chance to get to know them during that two-week process, and we try and let them know how important it is, that the work that we do and the service that we provide, and how important it is that we are essentially a guest in someone's home, and that they respect the person's home and the culture and everything that the person does, and we begin that process. And after about 2 weeks, we get a fairly good comfort level of the folks that we're going to send out. And we employ a lot of folks, and as a percentage of instances, we have a very low ratio of instances in the home that we're very proud of. So we feel as though our screening process, our supervision is extremely competent. It's thorough, and we're very proud of it.
So not everyone who applies gets a job?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we look at the front end, the hiring, as the most critical part of what we do, because our service is primarily that paraprofessional worker in the home. Now, there's other obviously important participation within our program, but the vast majority of the services provided at Premier is the paraprofessional worker. So we take a lot of time, and we're extremely serious, and we consider it imperative that we do our due diligence up front and make sure that we have the right worker.
Now, how do you know you're doing a good job? Is there feedback from the families?
Well, of course, the feedback from the families is by far the most important. We occasionally get letters from either clients, families, who may be deceased, or said, by the way, this aide was just terrific, and thanks for helping my mother during a very difficult period of time. We have a a fairly large hospice population where, you know, unfortunately those folks are terminal, and we'll get letters from them. And it's interesting because a lot of the aides actually become very close to the family, and they become almost part of the inner family in a way. And the dynamics are very, very interesting. I think it's important to put a lot of time, as we mentioned, to make sure that these folks respect the place that they're going, respect the condition of the elderly, and try their best to do a good job.
Now, we keep referring to the elderly, but would you guys provide services to somebody who was younger but had disabilities?
Of course. Pediatrics is a smaller part of our population.
Well, I mean younger, maybe 50, 40?
Sure. The vast majority of our population is chronic elderly, and probably, I would guess, plus 80 population. But certainly there are conditions where someone may have a disability that falls below that barometer. We service everyone, so we'll do the best we can, and we approach every person the same way.
Now, I've heard the term licensed home care services agency. Tell me what that is, and are you guys one?
The answer is yes, we are one. Back in 1986, New York State decided to have a formal protocol for licensing home health care agencies. And what that basically means is that you have to go through a character and competency. You have to have certain protocols, many of the things that we just mentioned, in order to qualify for that licensure. Premier has been a licensed agency in good standing, as I mentioned, since 1992. We're also just received our Joint Commission of Accreditation for the, I believe, the fourth time a few months ago. So we look at quality and the fact that we follow the protocols of New York State very seriously, and I think it's important for the consumer to recognize that to have a level of supervision and a system behind it is important, because the reality is that these folks that do go in the home, it's unsupervised labor. So you want as much comfort and a company that you feel is putting the time and the effort to screen properly and invest in systems in order to have the best outcome.
Are there home care agencies in New York that are not licensed?
Well, they're called registries. There are some very good companies that are registries, but it's a different model. They recruit the person and refer them to the home. But the client is responsible for paying them and supervising them, and has the risk in case something happens in the home. Now, the trade-off there is if you hire a registry, you will pay less money than you would for a licensed home care company. So the consumer really needs to make a choice. There are some really great registries out there, and there's some really great licensed agencies. So it's really up to the consumer and what fits their particular needs.
So if I understand you, the primary difference is if you go with a registry, then you're, in effect, the employer. So if the employee or
the client would be correct.
So that's what I meant by you, the consumer. So if the home care worker hurt her back while she was lifting the elderly person in and out of bed and filed a workers' comp claim, then the elderly person's responsible for paying it.
Well, it's a very gray area. The reality is that there could be risk because it happened in that person's home. Under our scenario, the person would be covered under New York State workers' comp because we have a policy and we pay that policy based on our annual wages per year. So there's no gray area. The person goes and, God forbid, they have a an injury, they're compensated. In a registry situation, that may not be the case.
And the other thing is if there's taxes and FICA and FUTA withholding, you take care of all that, whereas if
correct,
you're hiring someone through a registry.
Typically, the client pays back a fee to the registry, and the individual is responsible for their own payroll taxes.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Artie Schwab of Premier Home Healthcare, and this is Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we'll be right back after this short message.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Our guest this week is Artie Schwab of Premier Home Healthcare. And Artie, we've been talking about licensed home care services. And I guess the initial question people might have is you start out with this assessment and then you move forward with a care plan. Give us a sense of what the client's going to be expected to spend for these kinds of services.
Well, if they're paying privately, the services range, depending on if it's during the week and weekends and so forth and so on. But the broad range is approximately $16 to $18 an hour. There also are, for example, many of our clients have live-in help, where the worker is there working during the day and then sleeps at night, and that service ranges approximately $200 to $225 per day.
Okay, and the initial assessment?
The initial assessment is approximately $75. In many cases, though, depending on the situation, we'll waive that if it's a long-term case. And the person's going to require long-term services. We'll work that into our hourly rate.
And to develop the care plan?
Part of the assessment, which goes into the $75 initial fee.
So if somebody is not sure whether you guys are the right team for the job and they think mom might need some help, basically, their exposure is $75. Somebody comes to the house, analyzes the situation, comes up with a care plan, and if you don't agree with it or don't want to go forward, you pay $75.
That's correct. And generally, I think that after someone sits down and talks to us, understands our program, understands our scale and our supervision and all the services we provide, they're comfortable with us. They're comfortable with the fact that we are locally located here in the Westchester area. We've been here for many years. We've got great relationships with hospitals, and we do a very good job in Westchester County.
And for people who are interested in services that are going to be covered under government finance programs like Medicare or Medicaid, how does that work?
Sure. Typically, Medicare is for someone that has an acute need after a surgery. It's an episodic episode of approximately 60 days. So, for example, if you had a hip replacement and you were coming out of White Plains Hospital, you would qualify for Medicare, assuming that you had a skilled need. There are some really terrific certified home care companies in the Westchester area. We do not provide Medicare, but we work with Medicare companies because they will subcontract the paraprofessional worker from Premier. If someone needs Medicaid service, Medicaid generally is for the long-term person that has chronic needs and needs long-term care. Premier provides Medicaid, in Westchester, and if someone is in need of service, they could either call our company or they could call Westchester County Department of Social Service and get information on how to qualify.
But basically, to hire Premier, it's private pay.
It is a combination of private pay, but we also do a fair amount of Medicaid business in Westchester County.
But then you'd be hired by the county.
That's correct.
Okay, and in lots of businesses, whether it's accounting, legal, others, people will go to one lawyer, then maybe interview another lawyer and decide who they like best. Does that happen in your industry?
Sure. I think it's important for the consumer to call probably at least two vendors, probably a third if they, depending on how the first two conversations went. But I think it's important if you're going to buy a service to get comfortable and do your due diligence and understand who's coming into your home. And I think it's the right protocol to do that. And I would recommend doing that as well.
And in the end, what makes you guys different?
Well, again, we look at our quality. We look at our investment, okay, in recruitment. We look at the fact that we do a tremendous job on the front end of making sure that our workers are qualified, and making sure that we have the supervision and the patient satisfaction that we think is superior.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Artie Schwab from Premier Home Healthcare, and I'm with the law firm Littman Crooks, based right here in White Plains, and we're going to take a short break and be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we're wrapping up here with Artie Schwab of Premier Home Healthcare. And Artie, if I had to ask you, what would be the one thing, the one tip you can give people if they had a parent, a relative, somebody who was bordering on not being able to take care of themselves, what would you tell them they should do?
Well, first of all, don't get nervous, because everyone hopefully is going to get old. And I would suggest doing what we talked about today, trying to find a couple of local licensed home care companies that have a good reputation in the area that you can call up, get some information, have a few folks come out, interview them, find out what services they provide, and then make a judgment call at that point.
And where can they get the names? I mean, where do they look in the yellow pages? Do they ask their doctor? What should they do?
Well, typically, the old days, everything was done in the yellow page. I think now most things are migrating to the web. By and large, there you could go to most websites. You can source through home care. Premier has a website, Premier Home Healthcare. www.premierhomehealthcare.com, and you could go to our website, but you could also Google home healthcare in Westchester County, and there are a list of folks in that particular column as well.
And then just call up, have them come over and see who you're comfortable with?
Yeah, well, again, I think it's important to qualify them. You know, if you're going to hire a company, ask the important questions of how long have you been in the community, can you give us some references? Which hospitals do you have affiliation with, or do you receive referrals from? Some of the accounts that you work with. Get an idea of who you're dealing with, because again, it is unsupervised labor in the home, and it's important really that the people that make the decision to hire someone do their due diligence. There are a lot of really good quality home care companies out there, and I think that if you do your the necessary work up front, it's a very positive solution.
And for people who aren't internet savvy, is there a phone number they can call?
Premier is located at 360 Hamilton Avenue in White Plains. The number is 428-7722. And any phone call, we will please ask. You could ask for me or for any particular person. You could ask for intake if I'm not there. But I think, make the call. We'd be happy to talk to anyone.
Artie, thanks for the good work that you do and for coming on the show
and
tonight.
Bernie, thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me here today.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Good night, everyone.
Singing along with all the great music on Westchester's soft favorite, AM 1230 WFAS.
AM 1230 WFAS. It's Westchester's soft favorites here with Tony Reno, and I am in for Bob Barnum. And you know, a little bit later on, in fact, coming your way in just about 15 minutes, hang around here because when the sun sets, stay with AM 1230 WFAS for Westchester's soft nights. A relaxing mix of Westchester's soft favorites, including Barry Manilow, Barbra Streisand, the Beatles, and many more of your favorite artists, specially designed for the nighttime hours. Set aside the cares of the workday and relax with Westchester's soft nights. That's every night till midnight on Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS. Right now, let's find out what's going on with Westchester traffic. Craig Shankman takes a look. Craig.
Not too bad as we finish up, Tony. No backups on the Tappan Zee. Delays are easing south, or I should say north, rather. The ride south also looks good, plus no delays to and from the Tarrytown Toll Plaza. Minor accident cleared from the Sprain South right by Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. Now, once again, locally on Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers got a water main break. So watch for lane closures both ways right by Grassy Sprain Road. Not bad north and south on I-95. 287 west is slow exit 8 to exit 5 heading through White Plains. And your update is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Get your Blue Blocker Sunglasses at Walgreens. Get full UV protection while you see clearer and sharper. Blue Blockers, America's favorite for over 20 years. Pick your Blue Blocker style at Walgreens today. And this is Craig Shankman on Westchester's Soft Favorites. AM 1230 WFAS.
All right, thanks, Craig. Meteorologist Craig Shankman is at the Weather Center. So it's going to be cloudy tonight with some patchy fog, maybe a thunderstorm. Lows dropping to 60. Tomorrow, some morning clouds. Going to be foggy in the morning, then afternoon sun, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs of 80. Tomorrow night, early shower, maybe a thunder shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows near 55. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 75. And then on Mother's Day, for Mom's special day, mostly sunny, breezy, and pleasant with a high of 65. We have 67 degrees now. Now, from AM 1230 WFAS, coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, we will take a break for news, find out what's going on there, and then, of course, it's Westchester's Soft Nights all night long on AM 1230 WFAS, Westchester's Soft Favorites.
AM 1230 WFAS. Hi, this is John LaBarca. Join me every Sunday for the Italian House Party. Gather around the radio with the whole family for 5 hours of fun, music, and food. Hey, don't let the name of the show fool you. You don't have to be Italian to enjoy it. Everyone's welcome because love and family are universal. Hope you'll join me live every Sunday, 9 to 2, on Westchester's Soft Favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
Chris Clark Mornings, Rich Daniels Middays, Bob Barnum Afternoons, and Westchester's Soft Favorites all day, AM 1230 WFAS.
Saturday, here in the park, I'm Your favorites from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s are here. AM 1230 WFAS.
This one will never sell. They'll never understand. I don't even sing it well. I try, but I just can't. But I sing it every night. And I fight to keep it in. Cause this one's for you. This one's for you. I've done 100 songs, from fantasies to lies. But this one's so real for me, that I'm the one who cries. And I sing it every night. And I fight to hide the tears. This one's for you. This one's for you. This one's for you, wherever you are. Say that nothing's been the same since we've been apart. This one's for all the love we once knew. Like everything else. I sing of things I miss and things that used to be. And I wonder every night if you might just miss me too. And I sing for you. I sing for you.
Dirty love down. those ideas in your
Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230, WFAS, White Plains, Westchester, a Cumulus Media station. It's 7 o'clock.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A new war funding bill would face the same fate as the old one. A veto, says President Bush. The bill could cut off funding for Iraq after July.
There's a lot of uncertainty in funding when it comes to two-month cycles. So we reject that idea.
In the hours leading up to the vote, Republicans were urging a more bipartisan approach that would see through what GOP Congressman Christopher Shays says, right or wrong, the United States started and Iraqis have to live with.
They don't know what to think about this Congress, but they do know this. We're more divided than they are, and we don't even have bombs blowing up.
A designer of the limited funding bill, Democrat David Obey.
There are some members of this body, evidently, and some members of the administration who are willing to fight to the last drop of somebody else's blood. We're not.
In Washington, Chris Barnes, Fox News Radio.
Earlier, the House defeating a plan to withdraw by early next year. Gunfire on a city bus in Chicago. Police saying five teenage passengers have been shot, at least three critically injured. No word yet on a suspect who boarded the bus and started firing. One battle winding down, another beginning for California firefighters. A brush fire burning more than 100 acres on Santa Catalina Island. Crews from Camp Pendleton boating over to help. In L.A., the Griffith Park fire contained, more than 800 acres charred. Costly mistake for the makers of OxyContin. Purdue Pharma admitting it misled the public about the dangers of its once popular painkiller. U.S. Attorney John Brown Lee says it was all about the profits.
The genesis of OxyContin was not the result of good science or laboratory experiment. OxyContin was the child of marketeers and bottom-line financial decision-making.
The company and three former or current executives pleading guilty to false advertising, agreeing to pay more than $630 million in fines. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Oh, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you could win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store.